This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late spring. I had been all set to name the upcoming new moon the Tulip Moon, which would have presided over the flowering of mid-season and late tulips throughout my village. However, on Easter Sunday, my neighbor Moya announced over her south fence that she had found a praying mantis utheca, like an egg sack, in her spirea bush, the same place she had found one last year. We talked about the timing of her discovery, and I realized I'd forgotten all about uthecas, and I should have anticipated her suggestion that the May moon this year really be called the praying mantis moon. Now, the fledgling children of the uthecas are about a fourth of an inch long when they crawl out, and they grow quickly through early summer. One year, I found two in my garden on June 14th, and they were an inch long. The ones I came across on July 4th were 2 inches long. In roughly 3 months after they come out, they're mature. My friend Barbara reported a full-grown mantis scratching at her back door on August 14th one year. She said it made a sound kind of like a cricket. And the same one, she said, had been there at least since June. They come back year after year, she told me. Creating their uthecas in early autumn, mantises die in the winter, so Barbara's visitor had not really survived to visit her again. It seems, however, that an utheca in her bushes had released its young for many Mays, and at least one of the insects had survived and grown big enough to peer in her back door before the deep cold arrived. And, well, all that being said, this May's moon will have to be called the Praying Mantis Moon. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late spring. In the meantime, of course, look for uthecas.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.